WWA, W4NGU.
Well,
Anyhow, I couldn't do it.
With problem in her course. That's but when she taught math and science in the same year, she caught a lot of that. But parents are crazy. They really are. They there was a suicide at the school. Time passes. I guess it's year before last, or it might have been last year. That was last year. And then a few weeks after that, she went by walking behind students and found a little girl looking at a death and suicide page, and called her mama thinking it would be a help. And I won't tell you what the mama said, but I, you know, how do you help a kid like that when her mama's so stupid?
What is that old saying? You just can't fix stupid.
Work it to death. If they're on your crew, you can... Anyhow, well, I'll sign off with you and probably be talking with you a little later today. I'm really close on getting that antenna on the roof. Got it on the mast and got the cable run under the house. And really, really close. Would have finished it yesterday, but the rain caught me and it was just too dangerous to be on the roof. So I'm really looking for it. And I don't know if this antenna is going to work. It's one of those we got from Walt, that 15 element. But it looks like it was some satellite receiver or something, because, you know, it was had elements vertical and horizontal. So I've just turned them all horizontal. And I think it's going to work. And unbelievably, it even has F connectors instead of PL259. So all I got to do is plug the TV cable right into it. So I'm hoping that that monster is going to work.
Hey, did you order you a rig expert? Check the SWR on that.
Don't have to. It's a receive antenna. It doesn't have to be resonant.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't hear the part about it being a receive only. So, you talking about that dipole that you're going to get up? Are you going to get it up pretty soon?
Well, what I'm talking to you about now is a TV antenna. We've got, like you do, Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and all that stuff, and then we just need something for local channels, so that's what this is for. That should be fine. And then the Carolina Wyndham is next.
Okay. All right. Well... Well, did you figure out which rig expert I had?
Yeah, and I copied the manual. I've got about three cables I'd love to check, and it's real simple on that thing.
Yep, it's quite a gadget, isn't it?
Some machinery. They've come out with a new line, and I think that they got a little overpriced. And there's so much competition now with these $50 nano VNAs that the new line is a lot cheaper. The 650 meg version now is $599, and the 1400 meg version, I think it's $799, and it used to be $1,400. So I think they got the message.
Things will do so much more than those little things that you build. Those things are calibrated and they are just right, buddy. They're accurate. I just trust them. You are talking about that stuff that you build, right?
No, but I'm sure that that stuff is not accurate over about 450 megacycles, is what I've heard. But I don't have any need to be on the 900 megacycle band. I don't know that I'll get one over 600 megacycles. But I would love to have one that goes that high so it would do the 440 band. As long as I'm buying one, you know, just do everything I'm going to need. But that'll be a little ways off. Anyway, have a good day, Steve, and I'll be around W4NGU.
Well, keep in mind, I've got that power SWR meter that I bought, and for the 2 meter and the 440, those things are not that expensive at all. So I got one of those too to go along with my rig expert. So I can probably pretty much check it from top to bottom.
That's good. All right, talk to you later, man.
Hope things go well today. K and 4 VWA, clear.
Thanks a lot.